Turmeric has the looks. It's gorgeous golden yellow colors, curry powder, and anything it touches. Someday I'll show you my kitchen towels. But beyond color, cooking with it challenges the imagination. Well, Julie Sani, the Indian food expert, knows turmeric inside out, which is why our correspondent, David Leet, turned to her for some answers.
Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So turmeric, poor, lonely, misunderstood turmeric. Not a lot of people know what to do with it. So why don't we start from the beginning? What exactly is turmeric?
Turmeric is like ginger. It's a rhizome. And it does give yellow color. So therefore, that's what most people know it for.
Exactly.
Like a coloring agent. But actually, it's unbelievable the healing properties it has, and of course, culinary, which is amazing. You could buy it as a fresh rhizome in the grocery section, the way you buy fresh ginger.
Right.
But most popular is in the form of powder, the way you buy chili powder. It's ground.
Julie, what are some of your favorite ways of cooking with turmeric?
Well, turmeric is a powder, you know, the way we use it, turmeric powder. So it will burn very easily if you put it in hot oil directly. So you have to know how to keep the oil at a very low temperature when you're adding turmeric, or you add the turmeric and immediately dump the vegetable or the meat so that it stops from burning.
Lowers the temperature.
Lowers the temperature. The other thing is to put it in the liquid itself and create a kind of a broth and then cook ingredients in it. I particularly like when it is added to vegetables directly or chicken, for example. I will put it on a marinade and all. In rice also, it's wonderful because you can make beautiful yellow rice, which is very popular in northwestern part of India. So if you have a cooked vegetable or uncooked, if it is a quick cooking vegetable like a zucchini or broccoli. And then you heat the oil. And as the vegetable is going in there, you put garlic in there also, and you put the turmeric in it. You put a tiny bit of salt and you stir fry that for about a few minutes, like a couple of minutes, so that the turmeric kind of spreads and the garlic also gets slightly, you know, cooked. And then if it is a vegetable that's going to cook, take only 2 minutes, then you are done with it. If it is going to take more time, like a broccoli sometimes take more time. So you put a little bit of broth, cover it up, cook it. I like to use white wine, but that's okay. So I like it in the stir-fried form. However, if you are going to use it as a marinade, which I love it, because if you combine black pepper with the turmeric and a little bit of ginger, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you have one portion of black pepper, you have 2 portions of turmeric, you have 3 portions of ginger,
you got me.
And the 4 portion of lemon or lime. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay? Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And you just have it like a paste.
Yeah.
And then you put this over a fish and set it aside. And then when you're ready to cook, just very lightly, just dust it with chickpea flour, which is kind of a very good for you. It's a very low in glycemic index.
Pan sear that?
Pan sear it with very little of oil.
Yeah.
If you don't want that oil, then you can just simply put it in the oven and just bake it.
Roast.
Yeah, or put it even in a, I know some people don't like microwave, but I love microwave, so you can just microwave the fish. Don't overcook
the fish. Microwave.
You know, my line is that fish, you already killed a beautiful creature. Don't kill it the second time.
Right, exactly, the second time. And then in your cookbook, there's turmeric potatoes with green peppers.
Yes. It's very simple recipe. It's the way people cook in India on an everyday basis. They don't use 10, 20 spices the way most people are getting to believe Indian food is. And essentially, you boil potatoes, Yukon Gold, or even just any variety of white potato. Boil them in the jacket. About 20 minutes it'll take for a good 2, 2.5 inch potato. And you peel them, cut them into big chunks. And then you heat the oil. And then you sprinkle the turmeric, salt. and pan roast it. And when it is being pan roasted, you cut up beautiful peppers, red, green, yellow, wonderful. Orange, and pan sear it, and they all get the coating of the turmeric also on it. It's so delicious. I love it just like that, with the, you know, eggs in the morning or just snack.
That sounds wonderful. It was a pleasure having you on the show, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you, David. It was total pleasure for me too.
Author and cooking teacher Julie Sani leads culinary tours through India. Now you can find out more information at juliesani.com. David Leet is the publisher of leetsculinaria.com. And you can try our recipe for almond turmeric potatoes. It's there on the website, splendidtable.org.